Soon Kellum of South Korea's Hoseo University says, though G20 is primarily tasked with improving global governance, there is an opportunity that can be exploited to help with economic cooperation between China and South Korea.
世界上最大的发展中国家跟韩国呢，就是世界上最大的。
China is the largest developing country, while South Korea has reached most free trade agreements in the world. The China-South Korea FTA is significant not only to themselves, but also to the entire world. The two countries are both export-oriented economies and are both undergoing economic restructuring.That requires innovation. The cooperation between their IT, information sectors, and in the areas such as new financing and new science tech is vital for South Korea.
The professor suggests the two sides can use the occasion to further promote integration of their development strategies, namely China's Belt and Road Initiative and South Korea's Eurasian Initiative, and enhance cooperation in third markets.As the only G20 economy in South Asia, India has sent a delegation led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the summit. Surendra Kumar, a consultant with an Indian investment agency, Cross-Border Trade and Investment, expects India and China to make progress in the area of bilateral investment.
We should further enhance cooperation in the G20 and expand mutual investment.China is a big market. India is a market with great potential. India welcomes China's investment, and India companies are eager to tap into China's market. There is huge potential for our bilateral cooperation in many areas that can benefit us both and help with our common development.
Among topics of discussion in Hangzhou is so-called green financing that is aimed at offering funds for green environment-related sectors.Paulo Nogueira Batista with the BRICS New Development Bank says this is also what the bank is trying to advance.
Então, o banco que pretende ser banco verde ligado ao financiamento verde.
The BRICS New Development Bank is actually a green bank that keeps a close eye on green financing and environmental protection. In the coming 5 years, it will mainly focus on the development of sustainable infrastructures, such as management of renewable energy and water resources.Thus, the bank is most interested in topics related to sustainable development at this summit.
China placed green financing on the G20 agenda for the first time to mobilize more investment in environmentally friendly projects. The G20 has set up a research team on the topic based on a proposal by China. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.